From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
Now on Nightbeat, a major operation underway tonight as crews try to clean up this overturned truck. The rain making roads slick and dangerous for drivers.
A live look at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza tonight. If you thought it rained a lot today, just wait until tomorrow. Good evening. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
And I'm Ken Bastida. Let's get straight over to our chief meteorologist, Paul Deano, who is tracking the strongest storm of the season. Paul?
Well, Ken and Veronica, we did get a lot of rain today, up to a half of an inch of rain. We're going to triple or quadruple that coming up tomorrow. In between storms, we have some scattered showers out there. Nothing too terribly heavy, but it's still raining in Solano County, Napa County, out toward Fairfield, Vacaville, Napa, and Vallejo, and a few light showers around Richmond. Past 3 hours of weather history, that steady soaking rain that we had earlier today became mountain snowfall north of Lake Tahoe. That is currently lifting to the north. We are between storms. It comes back with a vengeance tomorrow. Not tomorrow morning, just scattered showers. Right around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the heavy rain arrives in the North Bay. It will work its way south and east, and that's an impressive line of very heavy rain, strong wind, and scattered thunderstorms, 7, 8, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Enough rain today with the heavy rain tomorrow. The flooding threat is pretty significant, especially road flooding and highway flooding, so a flash flood watch is in effect for tomorrow. Winter storm warning between 5,000 feet and 7,000 feet in elevation, including Lake Tahoe, up to 3 feet of new snow. You go higher than that, it's a blizzard warning in effect this time tomorrow night. How about up to 7 feet of new snow is likely coming up over the next 36 to 48 hours. Scattered showers tonight and early tomorrow. We will be very wet and windy. The storm window of opportunity, 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Scattered thunderstorms are possible, strong winds are likely, and soaking rain is a definite. So the strongest storm of the season is here in less than 24 hours. We'll talk specific rainfall totals coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right, Paul, we appreciate it. Thank you. Well, it's a race against the rain across the North Bay tonight. People spent the day sandbagging and clearing drains before it really starts coming down. NightBeat's Betty, you live tonight in Larkspur, where it is already getting rough out there on the roads, right, Betty?
That's right, Veronica. And right now we're only seeing a warm-up of what's to come tomorrow. Behind me, unfortunately, an example of that. This tow truck has been on scene for the last hour trying to haul away this truck. Central Marin Police believe the wet conditions tonight contributed to this crash. Tonight, a nasty crash on a slick road in Larkspur. A truck carrying lumber smashed into a traffic light pole on Sir Francis Drake Boulevard at the Golden Gate Ferry Terminal. Fire crews had to rescue two people trapped in the cab. Two others were able to get out on their own. On several streets throughout Marin County, we saw a taste of what's to come tomorrow. A monster rainstorm that promises to hit the North Bay especially hard. On 101, it was slow going in Corte Madera, and at times it fell steadily in downtown San Anselmo.
This is the first I'm hearing of it, so that's kind of good that you guys are getting that out there, but we have like candles and stuff and like flashlights, so in case the lights go out, we have that prepared.
Public works crews in San Rafael are expecting to answer nonstop maintenance calls like this one for the next 48 hours or so. They cleared storm drains blocked by debris, hoping to prevent major flooding tomorrow.
We're seeing a higher volume of calls than we normally do. However, it's not as crazy as we are expecting tomorrow when the atmospheric river comes in.
The CHP is reminding drivers to leave early and take it slow. Eliza Skaggs commutes to San Francisco for work.
I take the bus, and so that's actually a nice way to get into the city. I don't have to worry.
And the Marin County Public Works Department says it will have crews at the ready to respond to flooding calls and down trees tomorrow. Now, that flash flood watch for Marin County starts at 3 p.m. Wednesday and continues through 3 a.m. on Thursday. On the Nightbeat, I'm Betty Yu.
If you are planning to drive to the Sierra tomorrow, National Weather Service has a warning for you. Don't do it. Earlier this afternoon, Caltrans shut down eastbound Interstate 80 over Donner Pass after cars started spinning out on the slick roads. While the roadway is back open right now, chain controls are in effect throughout the Sierra, and the weather is going to get much worse. As Paul mentioned, there is a blizzard warning for Truckee and North Lake until tomorrow morning. Southern California also getting hammered tonight. Snow is piling up in the San Bernardino Mountains. This was the scene earlier in Big Bear, an icy mix of rain and snow, slowing down traffic for drivers trying to hit the slopes. And in Los Angeles County, the rain is causing mudslides. This house in Encino was left half buried in mud after a river of it rolled down a nearby hillside. Join Mary Lee and Gianna Franco tomorrow morning. They will be tracking the storm and the impact on your commute. That starts at 4:30 over on KPIX 5.
Tonight, Vacaville police say they shot and killed the man wanted for stabbing his family members and lighting his house on fire. Police say it all began last night when 38-year-old Nathaniel Holland stabbed the mother of his children and their 16-year-old daughter. Then they believe he poured gasoline in the house and set it on fire. The couple's 4-year-old daughter was still inside at the time. Neighbors heard the family screaming and ran to help.
He kicked the fence down, went back there and kicked the sliding glass window down, and actually the brother is the one that went and pulled her out.
Police say they found Holland a few hours later. He was shot after he stabbed a canine. Tonight, the mother and teenager are recovering and are expected to be okay.
New details tonight in a brutal attack on a San Francisco grandmother. 89-year-old Yik Oi Huang was beaten unconscious last Tuesday and left for dead at the Visitation Valley playground. Short time after the attack, witnesses saw this man coming out of the victim's house across the street with a hood pulled over his eyes. There is a $10,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. The victim is still in the hospital recovering tonight.
In Antioch tonight, hundreds of people gathered in the pouring rain across the street from the scene of a horrific crash to remember two young girls. Nightbeat's Kristen Ayers was there.
Tonight, friends and family of the two teenage girls who were killed in that horrific crash Friday night said they were touched by the crowds of people who gathered here to honor the girls, and they hope their deaths were not in vain. Tonight, it didn't matter that there was a storm.
Rain, sleet, snow, or hail, we'll be here for them.
Mourners gathered under tents, lit candles, prayed.
God, you would be that to them tonight.
And said goodbye to two young girls, 13-year-old Jaya Leitner and 17-year-old Liana Rubin.
This is a parent's worst nightmare and a grandparent's worst nightmare.
Annette Castro, Liana's grandmother, told us Liana had only had her driver's license for a couple of months. She was driving Jaya and four other young people in this SUV, leaving a high school basketball game when she lost control on slick roads and slammed into a tree. The four who survived, including Annette's other granddaughter, Kiara, were hospitalized. Friends of Jaya's father, Jay, said he did not have the strength to come to the vigil tonight. His daughter, they say, was his pride and joy.
She was a wonderful girl. She was daddy's girl.
The hope among friends and family that what happened will send a larger message.
This unnecessary accident, it has to be a witness to other teenage drivers.
You have to obey the law.
In Antioch, Kristen Ayers on the Night Beat.
Also tonight, a teenager is feared dead after falling into a blowhole off the Monterey County coast. Friends of 18-year-old Braxton Cooper Stunts of Carmel say that he was leaning in for a closer look when he suddenly slipped and fell in. Braxton and his friends were exploring the rocky cliffs at Garapata State Beach on Saturday. Braxton's friends called for help. At first, they could see him near the water and say that he gave them a thumbs up briefly, but shortly after that, they lost sight of him. Coast Guard searched for the team until Sunday evening.
Had they had something immediate nearby them, you know, to at least preserve his life a little bit longer, I felt like if we had five more minutes, you know, that it might be a different story.
For people who don't know the risks, it can be really, really alarming how easily you can slip and fall and then be in big trouble.
Officials say the ice-cold water and 14-foot waves washed over Braxton are only spaced about 9 seconds apart. The area where he fell has warning signs along the rocks and is considered extremely dangerous.
Attention BART riders, the transit service is about to make some pretty big schedule changes. Starting February 11th, service will begin an hour later in the mornings at 5 a.m. There will also be delays after 9 on weeknights as trains single track through downtown San Francisco and the Transbay Tube. There will also be single tracking all day on Sundays.
These changes are necessary because we're undertaking two massive projects. One is to do earthquake retrofit work to the Transbay Tube, and the other is we're replacing cables in downtown San Francisco.
BART says Sunday schedules will vary week by week, so riders should check out online before they head out.
Tonight, the San Jose mayor is saying, not in my city. His proposal to help struggling TSA workers during the government shutdown coming up.
My heart was beating so loudly in my chest and through my ears.
10 years later, survivors remember their near-death experience when their plane landed on the Hudson River.
And why you need an app for Nike's newest kicks.